Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The Georgia Redco Band will no longer perform Tara's theme from the 1939 film Gone with the Wind after Bulldog football games. Instead, the band will perform Georgia on My Mind. Shaquille O'Neal and Rob Gronkowski will throw a three-hour virtual fundraiser called Shaq's Funhouse versus Gronk's Beach Virtual Party June 27th, with all the proceeds going to NAACP empowerment programs and the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And finally, The characters on children's cereal boxes are often designed to look down, allowing them to make eye contact with kids in the grocery store aisle.
Huh?
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Are you creeped out that cereal box designers have their characters look down so they could stare down at your kids and manipulate them?
The 48th anniversary of the passing of Title IX is June 23rd, and ESPN is celebrating with the launching of ESPNW Presents, When We Play. 3 days starting June 21st, dedicated to women's sports across the ESPN family of networks. And tune into That's What She Said podcast on June 23rd as Sarah Spain leads a roundtable discussion on women in leadership roles. Very cool. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
All right. I know that we are in troubling times. I know that we have been doing a lot of serious radio. But Roy just sent me spiraling down a wonderful and awful rabbit hole. Roy has a gift. I don't know if a lot of people know this. It is a secret gift. It is a useless gift. There is no person on this show who has more data about things that don't matter than Roy. So I totally believe when I'm asking Roy a question that he has sort of a Rain Man ability to come up with the Rutger Hauer IMDb without looking it up. And so Roy just informed me of a movie title that I was not familiar with. Roy just informed me that in 2011, Rutger Hauer made a movie titled Hobo with a Shotgun. Now, I'm going to tell you, if ever there was a movie with Stugatz's name written all over it, Hobo with a Shotgun is the movie. But I have just texted both Mike Ryan and Stugatz a photograph of Rutger Hauer in this movie that I want you guys to look up, because you guys will notice that Rutger Hauer has a rifle or a shotgun in one hand, and what he has wrapped around his neck in ways that are difficult to explain is a manhole cover. And he is a hobo with a shotgun. It says so right here on the movie trailer. Rutger Hauer is a hobo with a shotgun delivering justice one shell at a time. And there are a whole bunch of people screaming and there are things on fire. And he seems to have a missile launcher of some sort. It doesn't look like a shotgun to me. Maybe, yeah, I guess it is a shotgun. I just called it a rifle. I don't know my gun.
I mean, they would have to change the title of the movie, right?
Right. It wouldn't be Hobo with a Rifle. Right. It's a hobo with a shotgun. So I have asked the crew to look up the best reviews that are to be found around this movie. Mike, have you seen this movie? Are you familiar with this movie?
I'm very familiar with the movie. I haven't seen it, but I know that this was a Rutger Hauer vehicle.
Okay, very good. You seem to know everything these days, including as a six-year-old when Fauci was involved in the AIDS crisis.
Even with that around his neck, he's still making the same face he always makes.
No, but Mike, Look at that photo on your phone and tell you he's got a manhole cover on his neck. So he's just a move. He's just.
Are we certain it's a manhole cover?
I think so. It's like a sewer grate. It's something. He's just come up from. He's a hobo with
it's a
shotgun.
Disc of some sort.
I'm pretty sure it's a manhole cover. What do you think
it's
it is?
Either that or a vet doesn't want him to scratch his ears.
You think it's a dog cone? All right. I think it's a manhole cover. Roy, what is the first review that you have found for Hobo with a Shotgun that you believe is worth reading?
This one came from Will Leach of Deadspin. This is the type of movie you want to punch in the face.
All right. Very good. Billy, what have you found in the reviews for Hobo with a Shotgun, 2011 Rutger Hauer classic?
This, Dan, is from Philip French of The Observer in the UK. Hobo with a Shotgun belongs at the bottom of a disused coal mine in one of those desperately impoverished West Virginia townships that advertise for people to send them their nuclear waste.
So far, nothing has dissuaded me from wanting to see this.
Hobo with a Shotgun, 2011. What have you found there, Tony? I think Billy just took the one that Christopher liked, so you can filibuster for a second, and Christopher will have to find another one. What do you like here, Tony?
Jason Eisner's Hobo with a Shotgun is trash with difference. It's designer trash.
Oh, all right. Trash with nice. A difference.
Again, I want to see it more.
And Chris Cody, what do you have? You know what? I might want to make another round with you guys. I think I want to read some more of these if you guys can find some more of them. Again, Hobo with a Shotgun, 2011 Rutger Hauer vehicle. Chris, what is a review that you have found there?
This comes from Graham Young in the Birmingham Post. When this amount of ham arrives coated in so much ketchup, there's not much room left to find any pleasure at all.
How about you, Billy? What else have you found in your search here through Hobo with a Shotgun reviews?
I'm happy to see Howard is still blowing folks away, but I really do hope that the rest of the actors in this film never, ever work in front of the camera again.
It did 834,000 in the United States.
Really? All right. A good run it had. Now, you guys are going with professional reviewers. Sometimes I think the comments are even better when you just go to random fan who wants to be mean on the internet about the movies. Because I feel like we could do the rest of the show from this space, just in the comment section of A Hobo with a Shotgun.
Apologies. That was worldwide.
Oh, was it worldwide? It did. Okay. So it was a big international success. How did it do in the States?
More of an art house.
No. It was a big hit in the States. 703, 372 in the States, 131,000 everywhere else. I
mean. Okay. All right. So he didn't have any broad appeal in his homeland.
From the
old
filmmaker.
Rutger Howard. He just did well in the United States, but there wasn't a real Dutch swelling for his film. Again, Hobo with a Shotgun, 2011. Does anyone else have any other reviews that they would like to read? Roy, what else do you have there?
Corey Hall at the Metro Times in Detroit said, limbs are severed, heads roll, a school bus is incinerated, and a dude gets burnt by sticking his hockey skate into a plugged-in toaster. Some is clever, but much of it, it's wearying and a bit lame.
Wearying and a bit lame. How dare you? Tony, what else do you have?
I've got one here from a very upset Rotten Tomatoes user. I've got to admit, there's flashes of demented brilliance in this hardcore crassploitation splatter pick.
All right, so that's a good review. Wait a minute, a good one. We found a we found a positive review for the 2011 classic Hobo with a Shotgun. Yes, Billy.
Ooh, Dan, this is from Kurt Loder. Once you've taken in the title, you've pretty much gotten the joke.
Yeah, see, he's always there for us, Loader. That's exactly the review I would expect from him.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
What if I told you that in the summer of 2020, there was a race to talk race? That America's biggest radio show tried to have its voice heard during the conversation of our times, but somehow, in the age of technology, couldn't get the microphones to work right for three straight months. That the conversation about police brutality and race relations the last couple of weeks somehow wasn't the heaviest thing in Dan's kitchen. That after nearly two decades of avoiding race conversations, the times were changing so much that Stu Gatz joined the clamoring for equality by extending his laziness to the cause and having Roy do his job for him on stupidity. That the show's lone black producer was heard from less on the show during the pandemic than Stu Gatz's dog, Finney. That when Roy finally did speak up, Dan decided that would be a good time to start suddenly and awkwardly sobbing about his mother. That Billy, who was afraid of everything, suddenly decided that risk was underrated, but he was talking about the board game. That it wasn't that long ago that a doctor came on to teach us how to wash our hands. That after given time to reflect on his past, Lance Armstrong is still a bleep hole. That Tom Brady's first interview after Howard Stern somehow involved Chris Cody. That even Tim Kurkjian must hate baseball right now. That Dan owes us 13 pizza lunches. That one South Korean team solution to filling empty stands was sex dolls. That Greg Cody writes a column saying sports shouldn't start because of the pandemic hours before meeting friends out for dinner. That I haven't seen or heard from Fauci in months, and I'm starting to get worried. That in these troubled times, we desperately look for healing on race relations from that bastion of diverse soothing known as NASCAR. That a 50-year-old truck racer from NASCAR who had never won a race threatened to quit because they took away his Confederate flag. And that if you say his name fast, Ray Cicerelli, it sounds like racist Cicerelli. That the NFL could have probably avoided having to give $250 million to social causes over the next 10 years if the Ravens had just signed Kaepernick as a backup. But that the Ravens owner instead asked us to pray for him. ESPN Films presents A Race to Talk Race, how a slightly overweight middle-aged sports radio host won the race of his lifetime by simply waiting for the rest of the world to catch up. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't believe I missed this when we were talking about it, but some tweeters have sent it in. We were talking about this race to remove some symbols that we're just now sort of realizing are questionable. Aunt Jemima is gone. Land O'Lakes has taken the Native American off of its product. And I can't believe I didn't notice this as we were talking about it. Uncle Ben is next. How American is it of Land O'Lakes to remove the Native American but keep the land? How did I miss that? Like, how, when we were talking about that, is it possible that I missed? Like, is anyone at that company right now saying, hey, we hope people don't notice too much that we're doing this hugely American thing of removing the Native American but keeping the land on our butter? It's fairly amazing, is it not? Like, you can't write, just like you can't write fiction, like a NASCAR race driver who doesn't have a car, he's right. got a truck, mm-hmm. who has never won a race, threatens to leave the sport at 50 because he can't keep his Confederate flag, and the guy's name sounds like racist Sorelli. Which one of these two stories is most absurd? Which is the more absurd story if I tell you the idea of Land O'Lakes has arrived in a position where they're removing the Native American but keeping the land in only the most quintessentially American thing possible? Or racist Sorelli exists driving a truck, probably with testicles on the back, brass testicles near the license plate, in a truck that never wins a race.
I mean, I would say, and it's tough to beat Land O'Lakes, but I would say racist Sorelli. I mean,
especially when you add in the fact that after all that change and racist Sorelli doing his thing and the Confederate flag coming down, that we still race the Dixie Vodka 400.
And that he didn't quit at all. That all he did was exist long enough to get bullied by even LeBron. I felt bad for racist Sorelli once LeBron ganged up on him. I'm like, come on, LeBron. This is too easy a fight for you. Like, come on. You're going after the truck driver who's 50? Like, you're being a bully here. This is not, you don't need to put a clown nose on him. It's too easy a target for you. Go after someone your own size.
You felt bad for racist.
I felt bad for racist Sorelli. I'm like, look, this dope never wins a race. He's on the wrong side of history. He drives a truck amid cars, and he's threatening to quit in a way that allows us to say again and again that his name sounds like racist Sorelli.
And now LeBron.
And now LeBron jumps in because it's too easy. Come on, LeBron. Pick bigger fights than that one.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your Sports Center update. The Georgia Redco Band will no longer perform Tara's theme from the 1939 film Gone with the Wind after Bulldog football games. Instead, the band will perform Georgia on My Mind. Shaquille O'Neal and Rob Gronkowski will throw a three-hour virtual fundraiser called Shaq's Funhouse versus Gronk's Beach Virtual Party on June 27th, with all the proceeds going to NAACP Empowerment Programs and the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And finally, if each vampire ate just one meal a day, starting with just one vampire, and each victim then turning into a vampire, it would take about a month for the entire human population to become vampires. What's Patino waiting for? These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Seems like 100 years ago, but it was only at the start of this pandemic that we talked to our next guest. She's an infectious diseases specialist, clinical assistant professor of medicine and infectious diseases at New York University. And when this news first broke, she was on with us and she broke down crying in the middle of what it is that we were talking about, out of fear of being overwhelmed by pandemic. So she is rejoining us now today as people behave a little more like this is gone when it's not gone exactly. And the numbers are now rising all over the country again.
It seems like it's gone from the Northeast. And sometimes people in the Northeast, I'm from there, think if it's gone from there, it's gone everywhere. It is spiking in the South. It's spiking everywhere else.
Thank you, doctor, for being on with us again. First of all, what do you make of what it is that's happening in America right now, where in too many places we're behaving like this is gone?
Well, I think it is. The situation is dramatically improved in New York City on multiple fronts. When I last spoke to you guys, we were very much dealing with shortages of personal protective equipment, whether that was the N95 respirator masks or gowns or gloves and so on. And so that was a very scary, dangerous situation for our healthcare workers, especially given the numbers of patients that we were seeing. Back in March and April, even in May, the vast majority of our patients in the hospital were COVID patients, and that has dramatically changed. So I was last on service in the hospital in early May. I'm back now on service, and back then I might have had 20 patients of my own, one of whom would not have had COVID. The other 19 all had COVID. Today I have a couple patients who have had it but are recovered, and nobody is actively sick with it. So that's a huge change. Now, that said, I am wearing a mask even right now as I'm talking to you. I have my N95 mask on because I am sitting here in the hospital. So, I think there are some things that have gotten better. The lockdowns in New York worked. And if you count 3 weeks from the time of the lockdown, it's basically when you start to see cases peak and then fall. And so the math is pretty straightforward. In other parts of the country, unfortunately, they did not implement the lockdown early. They lifted those measures too quickly, and they didn't really implement them rigorously. And so they didn't suppress the virus when they put those measures in place, if they did. And we are seeing dramatic increases in cases in places like Arizona, Texas, Florida, which are very concerning.
Left up to you, doctor, and you alone, would we still be locked down across the country, even knowing it's gotten better in the Northeast?
Well, I think there's this sort of false dichotomy between lockdown and not lockdown. And what we really should have done during that lockdown period is build the capacity to reopen safely. So testing is definitely part of it. But a huge part that, with the exception of maybe New York and California, really has not been adequately focused on is the contact tracing piece. And the testing by itself isn't really useful. It's what do you do with that test? What you want to do is figure out, okay, this person tested positive. Who have they exposed? What do we do with those people? And without a plan in place, and really you need to hire legions of healthcare workers to do that kind of contact tracing. And that simply has not happened. That's what should have happened during the lockdown period, and that's what then allows you to reopen the economy safely. And there was just this, and I think it's ongoing. This does not compute about that is what needs to be done to reopen.
Given the last time that you were on with us, your level of fear, did the damage done meet your expectations? Were you more worried that it would be even worse?
Well, we certainly saw healthcare workers get infected. That was definitely part of what we experienced. Some of them ended up in ICUs on ventilators. Some of them died. And unfortunately, that is precisely what I feared would happen and did happen. You know, healthcare workers do remain one of the highest risk groups for this. Not all of us are healthy. Some of us are older. Some of us have our own medical conditions, and we are more exposed than the average person. So, you know, that remains a concern. And I am concerned about how this will play out, not just this summer. You know, right now we're still in the first wave, but when we have a second wave in the fall, I think it's going to be even worse than what we've seen so far. And will we be prepared? I'm not sure.
It doesn't sound like you're confident either, because if we're not doing the very basic things that have worked elsewhere, then what would be the reason for hope?
I mean, I think the reason for hope is to keep saying this is what we need to do and hope that folks finally tune in and listen. You know, if you write to your local or call your local congressperson, your senator, your other elected officials and say, look, please start to invest in contact tracing. Please hire these people. And hey, you know, in a situation where a lot of people lost their jobs, it's a great way of getting people jobs too. But it's a necessary service. And unfortunately, over the last really couple decades, but especially since the 2008 recession, we've lost a huge number of our public health workers, some 50,000 since 2008. And those are precisely the people we need right now to be doing the contact tracing. So that's something that has to be rebuilt ASAP. We need to think about that as our military against the coronavirus. And, you know, if this were a foreign militaristic threat, we would be drafting people or, you know, at the very least, really trying to encourage people to enlist. And we're not doing that in the case of the contact tracers.
Dr. Celine Gounder with us here on ESPN Radio. What are your feelings here in terms of sports and them perhaps starting back up? How do you feel about that?
Well, it really depends on the sport. Is it a contact sport? Is it a sport that's played indoors or outdoors? Are you going to have fans? To what degree can you isolate sort of subsets of people? So, for example, NASCAR is a very different scenario because they can sort of isolate their pit crew from others, and they can function essentially as autonomous units, which is very different from, say, an NBA team where you're having more close contact, you know, person-to-person contact, and you have different teams having contact with one another. So they're highly different situations. You know, one sport that has sort of a built-in advantage, well, actually a couple, are sports in which they wear helmets. I mean, one thing I would be doing if I were with the NFL is how can you build face shields into the helmets so that they have some protection built in that way. You know, I think one really interesting natural experiment that's just unfolded over the last couple of weeks are the protests, which were outdoors and where people were by and large wearing masks. And so if we do not see a big spike, basically 3 weeks or so after the protests, that would indicate that even though you had crowds of people, if they were outside and wearing masks, that actually affords a huge amount of protection. And that would be actually very good news for sports that sort of fit that description.
As we let you go here, your advice to people right now is put on your damn masks.
Yeah. You know, I think there's sort of a conflation of, that is a sign of strength. You're protecting your neighbor, your family, and it's worth the hassle. It's the most protective, easy thing we can do right now.
Doctor, thank you for being on with us. Appreciate the time again.
My pleasure. You guys stay safe. Be well.
You too. Thank you.
Time to justify our unreasonable salaries.
Look at Chris Cody. Chris Cody feels better. Feels slightly less scared. Feels what are you feeling right now? I see radiance coming off of you.
The last time we had her on, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. So I'm feeling just more encouraged than the last time we had her on.
She seems a lot happier. I mean, she does. Yeah.
She was really scared.
She laughed.
Yes, that was last time she cried. That's right. There you go. Okay. So reopen everything and let's all run out there without masks and then we run back inside in a couple months. Start crying again. Yes. You guys ready for a rerun on this? You guys ready to run it back? Because we didn't do it right this time.
I'm sneaking in a haircut today.
Are you?
Are you really?
I got to prepare for the next few
months. Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
You rebel.
I mean, I got one, and that will be the last one I get for at least a year.
Nah, man. This fade doesn't clean itself.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, my feelings exactly.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling.
We are going to update the polls here in a second at Lebatard Show. But in 2020, Mike Ryan has made a viewing shift. Mike Ryan finds himself watching network news.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been, obviously, it's been a depressing couple of months. And this is not avoiding the news at all because I'm watching the news daily. But I don't know if you saw the recent Jon Stewart interview, and the name escapes me of who we recently did it with. But he likened cable news to pornography. And he's like, when I was little, just like the mere sight of a bra strap would get me excited. And now anything short of a nun with two mules doesn't do it for me. And he's like, cable news just sort of pushes that. It goes further and further. It's sort of like the Netflix algorithm, like stick around because you're not going to believe the next sensational thing. And then, of course, everything has opinion now because of how divisive everything is in the country. And I found that network news, I'd ignored network news for years, better part of a decade, because why would I go to the network news when I want this right away? But it really does do. It's a throwback to what news used to be when I was little watching Peter Jennings.
It is the closest thing to aspiring to some kind of objective.
Yeah, there's no opinions. It's just, you know, old school. I can't believe I'm talking about it like it's so revelatory. But this, you know, the network news has been around this entire time.
Yeah, it's been there. And there is nothing like sitting down and watching David Muir or Lester.
You're a Muir
Holtz
guy?
I'm a Lester Holtz.
But now,
yeah,
since I'm getting back into it, I don't mind taking a sampling.
So just straight news, man. What Mike Gundy thinks OAN is, right?
Yes. No opinion.
All right. I remind you, that guy used to be Brian Williams.
Yes, but then he lied about like being a fighter pilot or something.
But I miss my beefcake, Scott Pelley. I was flipping around. I'm like, wow, I miss the Scott Pelley anchor experience.
The quaint old days of 60 Minutes, the presidential interview.
Well, I figure I like CBS Sunday Morning. That's like my...
That show's still good.
It's great.
Listen to me. I don't care, young people, how much you mock me, because that Sunday Morning Magazine show that they still pull out of their front, this is why broccoli's interesting. And you're going to be like, it's not interesting. And then it's going to be done. You're like, oh my God, broccoli's the most interesting thing I've ever seen.
And they're done with broccoli. And all of a sudden there's like a 15-minute feature on David Grohl. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yes, yeah. And then I find out about the history of Curious George.
They're
it's
still
just
bringing
like, wow,
it.
Wow, I'm so
and
cultured.
Then they end 90 seconds of just like, look at this serene wilderness you haven't stopped all week to watch.
I'm telling you, audience, get yourself some CBS Sunday Morning.
Yes. It's the only thing CBS does well. That and 60 Minutes. Everything else. This feels like
America's largest network, Dan.
Oh, there's that. you're a network news guy. What the hell is
happening?
What the hell is happening around here?
I'm not turning back. This is going to be my thing from here on out. I'll devote only 30 minutes to news every day, which is more than most do, and it's going to be in the throwback network fashion.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter, this is a shocking development.
The Twitter poll at Lebatard Show is brought to you by Sherwin Williams. Ask Sherwin Williams and save 30% on paints and stains June 19th through the 30th. Shop in store or order online for curbside pickup. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. Again, at Lebatard Show on Twitter. More offensive, the team logo or Daniel Snyder? 77% of the audience said Daniel Snyder. Have we gone too far when you've taken away Jemima? 50.3% of the audience said yes.
Close one.
Very close. Should Mike Gundy have been wearing a shirt that said Black Recruits Matter during his video? 82% of the audience said yes. Should there be a separate 100-page protocol just for LeBron? Windhorst threw that out there. 85% of the audience said yeah. Should LeBron be driven around the bubble in a Pope-mobile? My favorite part of the show.
And he should. Like, that seems like a wise investment.
85% of the audience said yes.
Build him one.
Does Rutger Hauer as an actor look like evil?
And this show's been all over the place. It's really like a CBS Sunday morning type of program list. The run of show has been amazing.
Delightful. 90% of the audience said yes, he looks like evil. Are you creeped out that cereal box designers have the characters looking down at your kids to manipulate them?
Keeping the thread educational today.
That is, I never noticed. 75% of the audience said yes, they're creeped out. Those are the polls, dude.
And here's what I'm telling you about that Sunday morning show. You might not know that you need to know more about truffles, but let me make it clear, you do.